Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333, and I come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus, sharing with you the things that the Lord has been showing me. For all my new subscribers, please check the links that are in the description box down below. I have a couple forums that I started for you all. I also have a Patreon account, and that's where I am writing articles of the things that the Lord has been teaching me and showing me, signs and things that are happening right now. So like I said, go check those out. Also, if you are receiving my newsletter and you have noticed the last couple of months you haven't been receiving it, please go check your spam mailbox, because a lot of times it gets forwarded to a spam mailbox. So check that out. All right, so I want to share with you, I have a prophetic dream and then a message. On the 29th of July, 2021, I had a prophetic dream. And in this dream, I was in a house, which I knew was my house. It's not the house I live in now, but in the dream, it was a knowing that I was in my house, and I was in the living room, and it had a great big window in the front of the living room. And I was prompted to go look out the window. So I went to the window, and I noticed it was fairly dark outside, and I knew that it was early morning, just before the sun dawns, but it was still a little bit light for me to see outside. And what I saw startled and really kind of shocked me. I saw all over the ground in the front yard and then going up, there was like a hill. There was a big front yard and then there was like a hill. And covering the hill and the yard, there were sleeping bags. There were people sleeping in sleeping bags. It was like having squatters on my property. And I don't know how many there were. I'd say 50 at least, something like that. And I was so surprised, and I knew another knowing I had was that these were teenagers. These were young people in the sleeping bags. So I tapped on the window. I don't know why I did that, but I did. I tapped on the window, and when I did that, I startled them. And all of them, they jumped up quickly. They grabbed their sleeping bags, and then they ran from the house as fast as possible, knowing that they had been seen. Well, at that point, I heard someone behind me, and I wonder if it was just the Holy Spirit. I don't know, but I heard this behind me. I heard them tell me that this happens every night, that these young people come, and they camp out. Once it gets dark, they camp out on my lawn, and then they leave right before the sun comes up in the morning. Now, that was the end of this dream. Now, here's the interpretation. You know, in prophetic dreams, when you look out a window, it usually stands for seeing something that's going to happen in the future. So this was something prophetic that was coming. Now, just as we are seeing right now, we're seeing food shortages, we're seeing unemployment rising, and we're seeing people who are starting to become displaced out of their homes, out of their apartments, and they have nowhere to go. You know, also we're seeing a lot of people who are now losing their jobs for standing up for their rights and convictions. So I believe that we're going to see a huge, huge homeless population come in America and probably around the world as well. Now, the Lord then talked to me about the homeless, and I want to read to you a message I received. I got this message while praying, and right before I got this message, brothers and sisters, I had the Lord showed me something while praying. He showed me a storage unit, you know, these public storage units, and I saw inside a storage unit, and there were two people, and they were sleeping on the floor. And when I saw that, it just saddened me. It just saddened me deeply. And then I heard these words from the Lord. And here's what I heard. This is what is coming. Homelessness. People being evicted and losing their place of residence. Prepare yourselves to help these people. Provide for them in your abundance, especially the children. Do not hold back your hand of mercy, but share what you can. Love the poor, the homeless, the sick, the dying. Show them the love of Christ as he first loved you. Many will come into my kingdom because of your love. Love will be the door that opens for them. All right, now before I read the other message, I just want to read a couple verses. There's so many verses about how important it is that the Lord wants us to help the needy and the poor. Psalms 82, 3 through 4 says this. It says, defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy freedom from the hand of the wicked. Psalms 41, 1 says, blessed is he who considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. Psalm 72, 4 says, he will bring justice to the poor of the people. He will save the children of the needy and will break in pieces the oppressor. Mark 10, 21, Jesus actually says this to somebody, a man who had asked him about what he needs to do in order to get into the kingdom of heaven. And Jesus said this. Then Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, one thing you lack. Go your way, sell whatever you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, take up the cross and follow me. All right, now I want to read to you a very short message. I got the message that same day while praying, and so I wanted to go ahead and end with this short message. And I'm going to call this message Restoration. Come, my beloveds, let me restore your very soul. I will wash away every tear from your eye and will put healing balm on them so you can see clearly. No longer will you suffer at the hand of the enemy, but you will be delivered. My only requirement is that you stay close and in repentance. My load is not burdensome, but light, and even a child can carry it. Keep looking up and focusing on me and my ways. Be eternally minded and not wallow in the world. Soon I come for my own, so be prepared, be ready, so that day will not come like... wait a second, brothers and sisters, I can't read my own handwriting. So that day will not come unexpected. I will be with you in glory, forever shining like the stars in heaven. Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the one true God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.